Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell. We are on our third week, session number three of the third week. And we're looking at the Bible and why it might be super important for us to be reading it. And I do want to go a little bit longer on that, picking up from yesterday. I do want to give thanks to the guys that are encouraging me. I've got two sons that are home right now from college. One is Micaiah, and he's really been encouraging me to do this better, to have more format, to write down some of my thoughts, which is hard for me, but it's a good hard. So I want to give a shout out to my son Micaiah for helping me in this endeavor, because without him, well, this wouldn't probably be happening right now. And then to my son Jake, who lives out there in Rhode Island, who is sort of our IT guy that helps us out with some of that stuff and set up the webpage, the Bushnell Project. So shout out to those two sons of mine. All right, looking at Matthew 19. In Matthew 19, we have this little discourse on Jesus with Jesus and the Pharisees, and they're asking him about divorce. And he quotes a little bit from Genesis that for this reason, a man and a wife should leave, or a man and a woman should leave their mother and father and cling to themselves. And he talks about this being from God. But yet we know that God didn't actually physically write this. So I bring this up that some people, skeptics, would say, well, that was just written by man. And they're right. You know, anywhere from 1900 to 3500 years ago is when the Bible was written. So you could say it was started about 3500 years or about 3000 years after the story it relates to us started. And then was completed for the most part about 1900 years ago. So that's a pretty big span of time. And it was written by men, but it was God-breathed according to Jesus. And we see that again in 2 Timothy 3:16, where Paul is writing to Timothy about God's word, how it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and God-breathed. We also see in 2 Peter chapter 3, where Peter is relating to the church, hey, this is the second letter I've written to you that we are writing out or writing to you or saying to you, completing what Jesus started. And what Jesus said to us, that the work is not done, but when the Spirit comes to you, he will tell you what to say. And Hebrews 4:12 also talks to us about God's word and how powerful it is. So, you know, if you were to just sitting there and wondering, okay, well, do I really want to read this? And I would encourage you, write down 2 Timothy 3:16 and read that. And 2 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And Hebrews 4:12. So those are all great places for us to go in God's word to wonder, okay, should I be reading this? What's so important about this? And then we could get into spiritual warfare, right? Go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, and let's talk about spiritual warfare. But we're not going to today. That's not the topic for this week. But just to encourage us in reading God's word. And God's word does two huge things in the area of spiritual warfare and being the husbands that our wives need for us to be. One, it strengthens our faith. It really starts to open our eyes and our ears to the reality of our faith and how we ought to be growing in the Lord and how we ought to be encouraging others, but really just how we grow in the Lord and grow our faith. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse starting verse 5, talks about adding with all diligence to our faith. And that really is a lot through God's word. So just want to close out this section by encouraging us with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and what exactly it says. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Boom. Drop the mic, right? Hey, God bless you guys. Hope you're reading God's word. Hope this is encouraging you to do just that. God bless. Welcome back to Making Marriage Great.